Hey, this is David Rovics with another episode of This Week with David Rovics, making popular education popular again. Senator John McCain is dead. The outpouring of warm sentiments for this man coming from across the political spectrum has been of the gushing variety, at least in terms of the very narrow band of political thought represented by electoral politics in the U.S. and some other countries. The focus is on his years of captivity in Vietnam, his support for campaign finance reform, his many visits to U.S. troops overseas, and the very occasional moments where he disagreed with his party's leadership, which, in his own mind at least, earned him his beloved title of Maverick. Far less attention is paid to the fact that prior to his years of captivity, he had been dropping bombs on innocent civilians from tens of thousands of feet in the air. Before he became an advocate for campaign finance reform, he was caught up in a corruption scandal that would at the very least have ruined the careers of less well-connected politicians. When he visited U.S. troops overseas, the reason they were there in the first place, killing people and being killed themselves, was because of Senator McCain's enthusiastic support for every U.S. imperialist venture that was launched by a U.S. president of either party. So as a warmonger, he was very bipartisan, as is most of the Congress throughout the vast majority of U.S. history, very much including recent history. The idea that this man should be celebrated for his refusal to join the rest of his party in completely killing off the Affordable Care Act only makes sense in some kind of Disneyfied version of reality, because the widespread poverty and lack of affordable health care that still defines much of the United States in 2018 is a very direct consequence of the economic policies and military spending that John McCain voted for unwaveringly, which have brought our country to the teetering edge it's on today. I've written a musical appreciation of the senator, which I'll share with you now. John McCain, John McCain, your grandfather was an admiral and your father was one too. When you turned 17, you knew what to do. You signed up for the Navy so you could make it green, kill innocent civilians dropping bombs from planes. John McCain, John McCain, John McCain, John McCain, John McCain. On your military service, you then made a run. You got into the Congress in 1981. In the halls of the Senate, you had only just arrived when you were caught up in the corruption, one of the Keating Five. What should have been a loss, you turned into a gain. Not quite sure how you did it, the innocence you feigned. John McCain, John McCain, John McCain, John McCain, John McCain. You were the hero in the Senate who had survived the war, the one who would explain to them what they were fighting for. For each act of aggression, you would cheer along. You'd go visit the troops and sing your military songs. You'd thank them for their service and then you'd watch them die as they fought for corporations launching missiles from the sky to the streets below, which would be covered with the stains, the blood of the innocent running down the drains. John McCain, John McCain, John McCain, John McCain, John McCain. You voted for austerity and every free trade deal. You never met an oil well you didn't think that you should steal. About the poverty around you, you never did a thing except more military spending and less of everything that matters to the people who want a peaceful place to be without some war-crazed senator calling them his enemy. You called yourself a maverick, whatever the heck that meant. You had lofty aspirations to be the U.S. president. Now you're dead! It's over! Your terroristic reign! The liberals, they loved you. I loved the cancer in your brain. John McCain, John McCain, John McCain. For Flashpoints, this is David Rovics.